The Hyde Collection, known for its old masters and historic buildings, received a major bequest of modern art and cash from Schenectady architect and art collector Varner Fibus. Fibus chose the Hyde and the small upstate city over galleries in New York and Boston.
Quite frankly, our ego said, we want to have the Fibus and Schmidt Collection make a difference to community. So it's a real win-win deal.
Fibus, who is 87, donated about one-third of the collection he shared with his late husband, James Schmidt, to the museum in 2015.
Which I had in storage. And we had an apartment in New York, and some of it was there, and I'd gotten rid of that. But I have a house in Schenectady, and I'm going to live with that art. And when I die, it goes to the Hyde.
Fibus says he can't own the art, and it's more like passing it along. The Fibus Schmidt Collection includes works by notable 20th century artists such as Keith Haring, Ellsworth Kelly, and Saul LeWitt. The museum calls it a gift of a lifetime. The collection that totals 160 pieces, along with a cash gift of $1 million, is valued at more than $11 million. It's the largest contribution to the Hyde since Charlotte Prine Hyde bequeathed her estate to establish the museum in 1952. Many visitors are familiar with the Hyde's Picasso and Rembrandt. Museum director Aaron Coe says the Fibus Schmidt Collection will provide art for a new generation.
We do have some collections here of modern art, but nothing that really compares to the strength and scope of what the Fibus and Schmidt Collection represents.
The museum intends to build a new wing to display the work. A capital campaign has begun, and construction on the Fibus and Schmidt Gallery will begin this fall. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik anticipates the gift will have a big economic impact on the museum and the city.
I had a conversation with a business owner how you can see the impact of the Hyde when customers come in with the Hyde stickers during the exhibits that they put on. So it's just very exciting.
Local State Assemblyman Dan Steck said the Hyde and gift bestow a big sense of hometown pride.
You know, a city of our size or community of our size, to have a museum where you can go and see a Rembrandt or a Picasso or a Warhol, I mean, you know, that's amazing. You know, you don't have to go to New York City or Boston. We have a treasure like that right here in downtown Glens Falls.
For photos and more information, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.